Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Jumping Whales. Please make sure to join me for the end of the podcast where I go over a few grammar points. And today I have a couple of very useful idiomatic phrases. So let's get started. Jumping Whales. A shopping centre called Whalers Village was very close to where we stayed in Maui. At its entrance was a very elegant metal statue of a mother humpback whale and her baby. You might know that the water right next to Maui is one place where humpbacks breed. The ocean here is called the Ao Ao Channel. It is remarkably only 300 feet deep at the most. Its name in Hawaiian means to take a bath. And that makes sense because the channel forms a circular area with three islands around it, so it is sheltered, as well as warm and shallow. These conditions make it perfect for the humpback whales who migrate all the way from Alaska, where they have been feeding. They spend the winter here, mate, or give birth, feed their babies, and then make the 3,500-mile journey back to Alaska or Antarctica. A very special event for anyone who happens to be on Maui between November and April is the breaching of the whales, which is their jumping. The mothers teach their babies how to do this. With one flip of their massive tails, they fly out of the water upright and crash back down with a huge splash. My family and I went out on a boat especially to see this performance. We were very lucky, because about 20 minutes into our trip, the owner of the boat spotted a mother and her baby playing. All the people on the boat were saying, "Ooh," and "Ah," and clicking their cameras. The mother only jumped a couple of times. That's usually all they do. The baby, however, was in a very playful mood and jumped until he got tired. He then made a circle above his mother and disappeared. The boat owner told us that this is a sign the babies make when they are hungry for milk. Once he was busy feeding, we moved on to another part of the Ao Ao Channel to find more whales. The baby whales get strong quickly. They are 10 to 15 feet long when they are born, weighing 1 ton. And drink 200 to 600 litres of fat-rich milk per day. They generally end up being 40 to 60 foot adults, who weigh 44 tons or more. As you can imagine, it was both surprising and dramatic to see these huge creatures playing around. It's not every day that you witness such an event. Okay, the grammar notes. Number one. You might know that, or you might already know that, is a very useful phrase that helps to connect with the listener. A. You might know that the first explorers from Europe who discovered America were the Vikings. You might know that the first explorers from Europe who discovered America were the Vikings. B. The presidential race is continuing. You might already know that Rubio is out. The presidential race is continuing. You might already know that Rubio is out. 2. a person happens to be, or you happen to be. It's a very useful idiomatic phrase. It's like saying by chance. A. I happened to be in the right place at the right time to see the lunar eclipse. I happened to be in the right place at the right time to see the lunar eclipse. B. So, Michael, can you explain how your hand happened to be in the cookie jar when I walked into the kitchen? So, Michael, can you explain how your hand happened to be in the cookie jar when I walked into the kitchen? And finally, number three. To move on means to continue on your way or to finish doing something and to start doing something else. A. We finished our paintings and then moved on to our sculptures. We finished our paintings and then moved on to our sculptures. B. Okay, can we stop arguing and move on to the next subject? Okay, can we stop arguing and move on to the next subject? C. We lost our house in an earthquake. We wanted to rebuild, but we decided to move on and find somewhere else to live. We lost our house in an earthquake. We wanted to rebuild, but we decided to move on and find somewhere else to live. Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you're interested, I have a Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. And of course, you're all welcome to join. If you have questions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.